final announcement is that we've got a very special author here with us today. Jonathan Bryant is here. Many of you will remember him being born here in Lechlade when his dad was the vicar. Christopher was the vicar 12 years ago now. And Jonathan in a moment is going to come and share with his mum. Before he does, I'd like to let you know that we have the book available to sell today. Many of you have already ordered the book and perhaps read it. And we've got some more copies. If you'd like to buy one at the end of the service, they're £10. And Jonathan has come with his special stamp, and he's going to sign or stamp the copies if you'd like to have your books signed at the end of the service. All the collections today in the church are going towards the charity that Jonathan and his family have set up called Teachers Too. So now I'm pleased to welcome Jonathan and Chantelle and Susanna and Jemima, who've travelled here today to share today with us. Many of us have shared their journey. We remember Jonathan being born. We've prayed for them. We've loved them over these years. And we're delighted that they're going to be able to come and share with us. While they're preparing to come, for those of you who haven't read the book, I would really encourage you to read it, because it is a glimpse of Jonathan's life, of the inspiration that he is in his language, in his vocabulary, and in his faith. So welcome to Chantelle and Jonathan, Susanna and Jemima.
Thank you very much. I have a confession to make. We're in holiday mode. I haven't actually prepared anything to say, so I'm just going to very quickly say something. I think there's a saying somewhere that it takes a village to raise a child. And actually, when I look back at Jonathan's very early years, I want to come here and say thank you to you. To you, Lechlade as a village and Lechlade as a congregation, because actually you helped us raise Jonathan and make him what he is today. And you agree, that's good. We've got very fond memories of being here. And maybe when I was writing, I had to write an introduction to the book. I tried really hard to get out of it. I tried very, very hard to get out of it. But the publisher said I had to write something about the time before Jonathan spoke. So I just gave an example of how we'd asked for some food. People very kindly said, what can you do to help? And I said, please, could we have some food? And I was on the phone to Christopher, and the doorbell kept getting off the phone and coming back on. I said, what's happened? He said, I think we've got enough food in this phone call for 2 weeks. And I wrote this in the book, and they said, wow, that's absolutely amazing. And I thought, well, this is Lechlade, isn't it? And this is what happens, and this is church. And actually, I think for them, it was a non-Christian publisher. I think they were blown away that actually this is what church is about. It's about being community and coming together and supporting each other. So thank you for that, and thank you for that witness, because it made a big impact just for the publishers who read it. And I'm sure it makes an impact for people who read the book. And thank you very much as well for buying the book and for giving your collection today to Teach Us Too. So Jonathan, when he started speaking and using his spelling board to say everything he wanted to say, he said, I really want to make a difference for children like me in education. Jonathan's story shouldn't be a story about a parent taking their child out of education to teach them. But unfortunately, that's what I had to do, because a lot of children like Jonathan, who look like Jonathan, are given a sensory curriculum at school and not taught to read and write. And Jonathan very strongly believes that when you can read and write and you can spell everything you want to say, you experience life in all its fullness. And that's really what he wants for other children like him in education. So that's why he set up his charity, and he's giving his proceeds of the book to the charity. We'll have a spelling board out later. It's a bit slow, but it's a bit quicker when he's on my knee. So if you want to come and ask Jonathan questions at the end, then do. And I just wanted to thank you all, and thank you, Kate and Andrew, for having us back as well. And it's just wonderful to hear the wonderful things that are happening in Lechlade, and the wonderful things that you're doing here as well. So thank you for that. Thank you.
And as we continue with our service, we're going to pray. And we'll pray especially this morning for the, Chantelle and Jonathan and Christopher and Susanna and Jemima. So let's pray together. We thank you this morning for reminding us that we're part of a community. We thank you for Jonathan, Chantelle, Christopher, Susanna and Jemima. Be with them as a family. Help them to know your presence and your strength. We pray for the charity teachers too. We thank you for the inspiration that they've had to set that up. And we pray that as they share it and as we give towards it, those who make decisions may be inspired to listen and to make changes. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.